Radio Kerry has had 5 nominations for the IMRO National Radio Awards, which is a brilliant performance for the station. I've got 2 people involved with a number of the nominations. We'll go through them all shortly. But Joe McGill, shortlisted in 2 categories for the Saturday Supplement, Magazine Programme and the Specialist Speak Programme. And Ian O'Connell, shortlisted for the Gay Byrne Newcomer of the Year for his weekly show, Standout, and a brilliant programme. It is. Good morning to both of you and thanks for joining me in studio.
Good morning, Jerry. How are you?
Ian, I'll start with you. Listen, congratulations, Newcomer of the Year. A great category to be nominated in. You must be delighted.
Over the moon, yeah. I wasn't expecting it at all. I entered at the start there hoping to get my piece across, but when I was shortlisted, I was absolutely buzzing.
Yeah, absolute incredible stuff. Tell me about your entry. You put in a whole host of the people that you've spoken about and interviewed: Kieran Donaghy, Cullum the Gooch Cooper, Elman Finbar Walsh, and also a very special interview with your friend, taking you back to the day of your accident.
Yeah, I tried to kind of put clips in from the most powerful interviews of them all. Like you said there, I done Jordan Lee, Kieran Donaghy and the Gooch, and the one with my friend Michael Horrigan. I think that really struck a chord with a lot of the listeners. It was like two old men down at the pub having a chat with, I don't know, is he interviewing me or me interviewing him at the end.
Yeah, and that obviously, look, it did resonate. So look, it's an amazing achievement, and it caps off a brilliant, I suppose, first year for Standout.
100%. Like I said to Fiona there yesterday, I must be doing something right. Like, I wasn't expecting it in the first year at all. And Joe, I suppose I'd say a thanks to him as well for showing me the ropes. He was our tutor in the college over the last 2 years and stuff. So buzzing that I got it on the first year, and Joe played a big part in it as well.
Yeah, incredible. Radio Kerry's had 5 nominations in the Specialist Music Programme, The Music Tree with JJ O'Shea, a brilliant programme. Magazine programme, as I said, Saturday Supplement. Specialist Speak programme is Speak Up on Radio Kerry. And the Irish section, the Cariocht Le Gaeilge, Caint Kiri, Le Aimi Ní Réidh as well. And as I said, the Gay Byrne Award Newcomer of the Year, Ian O'Connell. Joe McGill, good morning to you. Listen, congratulations. You must be delighted.
Yeah, absolutely delighted. And just I want to say a special word to my colleagues as well, like you mentioned, Aimi Ní Réidh and JJ O'Shea, fantastic broadcasters, and congrats to them. And Ian O'Connell, like Ian said, former student myself and Connie Broderick's, we're so proud of Ian and what he's gone on to achieve in such a short space of time. And that award is a very prestigious award, and it shows the bright future Ian is ahead. So well done to him. And I suppose the drinks will be on Ian now on the light of the date come October.
They certainly will.
Yeah, and Jerry, just, you know, on the 2 nominations, yeah, it is absolutely, it is brilliant, but they're very kind of community-led, I suppose,
sure.
Nominations, you know, in that the magazine programme, the specialist programme, that was in EWKD's Movie On project, where they came in for a week with us, and this is women who were trying to move on their lives. And
yeah, they've left the workforce for whatever reason and trying to move on in some way, and that programme helps them to do that. And they found common bonds, and that was a part of it.
Exactly. And also there was Ukrainian women in that as well. There was 3 Ukrainian women in with us as well. And like you say, the common bonds were definitely found that week, and they made a bond during that week. And it was their stories then that was told on the programme. And they were interviewing each other as well. So it was very much a kind of an overall holistic approach. And Lisa Finklin and Lisa Clarity there played a big role in that, along with Fiona Stack, who's just been amazing, you know, to all of us in Radio Kerry. And you know, this nomination is very much for her as well. And then the other one, I suppose, the Kerry Social Farming, what a week we had with them. This is in the specialist speech entry.
Yeah, the Speak Up series. Characters.
Yeah, such amazing. Yeah, the Speak Up series, exactly. It was for people, I suppose, that wouldn't ordinarily get a voice. And that's the whole idea behind that premise. And they used that voice wonderfully well on the programme. And they also would have been in for the week, learning about radio, learning how to produce radio. Connie Broderick was the tutor with me as well. And Rena Blake there and Nevlin O'Connell were absolutely fantastic to work with. But their weeks, you'll actually remember, Joy, outside of these award nominations, it was something special happened during both of those weeks, and it was an absolute privilege to be involved. So these nominations are very much for those people that were involved in. They should be all very proud, and I hope a few of them are listening now this morning. They should be very proud of themselves, because some of them told stories, very personal stories as well to them. But that actually inspired people, because I know we did the movie on, a few times, and people would have been listening to those interviews and participated in Movie On because of something struck a chord with them. And like I always say to people on radio, you're talking to one person out there. Most of us listen to radio on our own, and you're hitting a direct chord with them. And those people on both those programs definitely struck a chord with the listener at home.
Yeah, certainly did. Well, listen, lads, onwards and upwards to the Lyrith. Hopefully there'll be a gold, silver, or bronze coming out of this award, and recognition for all the brilliant work that you've done. So thanks very much for talking to us in the program this morning. That's Joe McGill there, the Saturday Supplement on Radio Kerry, and Ian O'Connell of Stand Out. And Ian's show is broadcast tonight, 9 p.m. every Wednesday, 9 p.m. on Radio Kerry. Saturday Supplement from 9 to 11 a.m. on Saturday mornings. Amy's Kind Kiri. Amy moving to Nairobi this week. Will continue doing the show from there, though. Broadcast at 8 p.m. on Tuesdays on Radio Kerry. And The Music Tree, presented and produced by JJ O'Shea, for Specialist Music Programme. That's broadcast at 9 p.m. on Tuesdays. Well worth checking out, and checking out in the podcast as well. We've some news for you in relation to roads this morning. We got a statement from Kerry County Council in relation to the delay and the unexpected delay to the roadworks in Rathmore. Kerry County Council has a contract in place with Roadstone Limited in relation to the project. The contractor has informed the council they're working proactively to address the temporary delay in the project, and it's understood work will resume on site in the coming days. So what they're saying is work will resume in the coming days once the situation has been resolved. So hopefully that's a little bit of positivity, that project will go. Another issue here, and this is a bigger news in relation to a major roads project. This is on Bor Panola Bypass, has just received planning permission from On Board Planola. This is the Foynes to Limerick Road, including the area bypass, including all ancillary and consequential works. The decision has been made that it has been given planning permission to go ahead. So the Adair bypass has passed the planning stage and has been given the go ahead. The applicant, of course, was Limerick County Council. Comment in here on the programme. We'll have more for you on that on the programme tomorrow, I'd imagine. Love Ian's show every Wednesday night, says John in Cork. Great stuff. We'll have a problem shared after we take these.